9 public universities across North Carolina are opening K-12 public schools to serve kids with academic challenges. The state legislature directed the universities to do so in the hope that they'll be laboratories for innovative teaching and shaping future teachers. Last fall, the first two lab schools opened, and WUNC's education reporter Lisa Phillip checked in to see how they're coming along.
Every morning, kids at the Catamount School in Silva start the day with some variation of this.
Dribble! Use your dribbling skills!
Today, they're kicking soccer balls around the field outside their school. It's nestled into the mountains of Jackson County. And this morning, at least, it sits underneath a clear blue sky.
Research behind how physical activity awakens your brain, helps you learn better.
Ms. Casing is the middle school's PE teacher.
And they come in and they run around, and so some of them that don't come in with energy, they create that energy, and some that come in with too much energy, it helps them kind of mellow out and get ready to learn for the rest of the day.
It's just one of many things the Catamount School does differently. That's sort of its point as a laboratory school run by Western Carolina University. Here's Principal Bob Dinsdale.
You saw the classrooms with the wobble stools, and I'm not sure if you noticed, but some of those tables are dry erase tables. And we also do standards-based grading, which is a big change for parents.
Students get rated on their mastery of skills instead of receiving letter grades.
But I really believe in that pretty well. It's an opportunity for parents and everybody to figure out what a kid knows rather than just a generic A, B, or 93 in math. Gets down to the core of what they're actually learning.
I have basketball is life, the adrenaline with no strife. It's the most fun, it's for everyone.
An hour or so after playing soccer in Ms. Poteet's language arts class, sixth grade student Tucker is composing a metaphor poem. Much of the learning at the Catamount School happens through creating and experiences. Tucker's mom stopped in for a visit.
Those kids aren't stressing about it. They're just learning. They're doing it. Their lessons in a way that are so fun the kids want to learn. And I think that has made a big, big difference.
Okay, I'm gonna try to do my math.
At the other end of the state in Greenville, ECU's laboratory school is also big on interactive learning. These second graders are creating towers out of candy as part of a STEM activity. But an even bigger priority has been meeting the kids' basic needs. The elementary school is located in the middle of a subsidized housing community.
You just want to drill down. You just want to find out what it is that's causing that challenge.
That's Principal Tasha Rodriguez.
And it could be something that they faced at home or whatever it is, but when we find that out, focus on that and help them with that, and then motivate them to learn.
That's meant providing the kids with resources like coats in the wintertime, a mid-morning snack, and what Rodriguez calls the heart of the school, an integrated health center. There, a full-time nurse navigator connects families with services they may not otherwise get. And ECU pitches in.
We have students who come over from psychology, counseling, family marriage therapy, school of dentistry. It's hard to keep up.
The ECU Lab School and the Catamount School are small by traditional public school standards. This past year, each had less than 70 students. Still, Kim Elliott thinks whatever works can be used to help surrounding public schools.
With not just best practices in curriculum and instruction.
She's superintendent of Jackson County Public Schools.
But also, if we can show that the Catamount School has produced results, academic results, for students based on class size, then it will help us to advocate better for more teachers and smaller class size.
Administrators are still waiting on those results. In the meantime, three other laboratory schools are preparing to open this fall. Lisa Phillip, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.